They're leaving the bodies of loved ones in freshly dug graves, terrified about what's happened to those still missing in the ruins of homes. These people's roots in Antakya are deep, like those of the chinar trees in Turkey, but the earthquake ripped them apart.
I lost my sister. It's an incredible pain. You lose your house, you have nothing left. We've been living in a tent. Psychologically, when a chair moves, we get afraid.
The Yamaner family is waiting for a ride to a city in the west they've never stepped foot in. The Turkish military set up this makeshift bus station along the side of a major road to help take people out. Not far away, others have settled uncomfortably into mini tent cities guarded by soldiers. There is a 3-month state of emergency. We weren't allowed inside. We're told Turks and Syrian refugees live separately but share a common misery of no access to water or bathrooms and no electricity. This man says he escaped the war in Syria with his family, and they've now been displaced for the 11th time.
We don't have any demand in this life. We only ask God for death, or we ask the world to help us take us back home to live in our land safely.
The government says it's provided shelter to 1.2 million people. There's no exact figure of how many remain homeless in the 10 provinces declared disaster areas. The president of the Turkish Red Crescent says 2.5 to 3 million people will require support in the coming months. Turkey's entire stock of tents has been depleted. Now there's concern about possible public health crises, including the spread of the flu, cholera, respiratory ailments, and other infectious diseases.
Water scarcity and hygiene situation is so bad. So we need water sanitation and hygiene capacity as soon as possible. And communicable diseases, heavy winter conditions, many threats, actually public health threats we will face.
The Turkish Red Crescent says it's also working to provide mental health support to the millions who will need it. As these earthquake survivors leave a decimated city to begin life anew, they can't escape the burden of tragedy. Natasha Ganem, Al Jazeera, Antakya, Turkey.